CliffCentral.com.
Well, here he is, George Meany. You've been waiting all week, and he's with us now, Friday morning. How's it, George?
Hey, Gareth. Hey, Sibir.
What's happening?
Morning.
Nothing much. Just, love the name.
George. Yes, George Meany. We decided we'd give you
that stuff. Made my December.
So did you see that that rubbish bin that was going down the road and the running commentary on that? According to Congo Chris, that's not a dustbin. It's a Nissan Micra.
A.K.A. lunchbox.
Yeah. What's the smallest car you can buy? I always love doing this. I'm going to go on Auto Trader right now while we're talking to George, and I'm going to look up like the cheapest and the smallest car. How's it going, George? What can you tell
us? I think the smallest car is more than likely the roadsters, the two seaters. Those are probably the smallest car. But actually, as a matter of fact, I think the smallest car is probably a smart car.
Okay, all right.
Those two seater smart cars. I think that's probably the smallest car. Maybe if you really go back a couple of decades, the Mini.
Mm-hmm. By the way, someone said in the comments earlier you should rename Mini to MIDI because they're not so Mini anymore.
Yeah.
Don't you agree?
That's very true. The Mini is probably 2 to 3 times the size it used to be.
Just looking at Auto Trader right now. So here's what we've got. The most expensive car on there is a 2018 McLaren 720S Coupe. And it says price on asking. So that's so expensive that you actually have to get in contact with the seller directly. But the first one that has a number is a $14,999,995 2022 Ferrari. That's
so phenomenal. George, where can I submit my CV? I just want to work directly with that particular, you know, sales guy, you know, whoever gets that commission. I just want to know who
but
would
don't
buy
worry.
That.
Don't worry, Simpiwe. There's a 2005 Renault Megane up for sale for R14,900. So that's a good deal.
Yeah, but I don't want to know that person. I want to know the one who buys the
I got you. All right, fine. All right, fine. So what do we got this Friday, Borge? What's happening?
Well, a strange phenomenon is happening in, you might think because it's happening in Florida that it's dodgy, but this isn't a dodgy one in Florida. The streetlights in Florida are turning purple.
What? What's that all about?
Apparently 5,000 streetlights have turned purple in Florida. And that is as a result of LEDs. Now, what the council found was that they install these LEDs. And why do we install LEDs? Because they're not as hot. They don't overheat. They're supposed to last longer. Apparently, these LEDs are supposed to last for a decade. They're cheaper. And they're supposed to be better for the environment. So the LEDs are supposed to last long. But what the council have found is that after just a couple of years, these LEDs are cheap and nasty, and they naturally start turning purple.
Oh,
because they burn all night, obviously.
Yeah, you see, there's always something, right, George? I know you're a big electric vehicle guy, but you know we've started to learn now, obviously, that these batteries are really, really dangerous when you dispose of them. They contain all kinds of really toxic things. It's probably more environmentally devastating to harvest some of the components that you need for these batteries. So everything comes at a cost. You think you're doing something that's going to solve a problem, then there's down the line an unforeseen consequence. We think LEDs are better than the old kind of, what did they call them, halogens or fluorescent lamps. Now, obviously, we're finding out
incandescent
one. That's right. But now we're finding out. No, sorry. There's still a cost here, even with the LEDs.
Well, the market for LEDs, believe it or not, is a $20 billion revenue market in the US. So maybe the council has stumbled on something. Maybe these are crappy, cheap ass LED lights. Who knows?
All right. Okay.
I've had LEDs in my house for some 5 years, and they're not turning purple, although they are RGB, so they can turn any color, but the white version's not turning purple yet.
And they use much less electricity, and they last much longer. You don't have to replace the bulb every 3 months, like with those old incandescent ones, right?
Apparently, but ask the council of Florida. They seem to be getting a different result.
All right. Okay. Well, let's hope it doesn't happen, George. If you sit there in purple light next week, we've got a problem.
Exactly. Well, you know, hopefully I don't sit in purple light because, you know, the sun's usually up by the time the show starts. So, you know, Sanele, unless the sun starts turning purple.
Sanele says the dustbin that we had in that video is still better than an Uno. Lord knows that's where it belongs, in the bin.
That's three weeks of Uno, Sanele.
Unos have become very popular on this show. I don't know why. Here's a question from Congo. Chris says, Borge, are you going to test the Merc AMG EQS?
For sure we will. As soon as the test vehicles are available, we will be testing them, no doubt. Absolutely. We've driven them and we've been in them and we've interacted with them. As a matter of fact, the CEO of Mercedes-Benz was with me last week and he came in an EQ. So beautiful cars, absolutely
he's a cool guy.
As a matter of fact,
that CEO of Mercedes is a cool guy. He's also really young. I didn't expect him to be so young. You know, you assume that the CEO of a car company would be like some dude in his 60s. This guy's like in his late 30s at most, or early 40s, right?
He's just turned 40. Yeah. I hope I'm not revealing too much about him, but he's just turned 40. And hell of a young, hip guy. He's actually South African, got a German accent, his heritage is German. So,
Is he single by any chance? Don't know, but he lived in Germany for a long time. Simpiwe, this is not a dating pool for you, all right? You were impossible this morning. We're just trying to sell you off to a husband. Is your family putting you under pressure because you're not married yet? Is that what's going on here?
Yes. So I'm just trying to speed up the process. You know, don't want to end 2022 still single. You know, so if I could just meet the CEO of, you know, you said he's young, 40. Yeah, that's young. My grand would be happy with that.
No, he's a very cool dude. We must get him on the show someday. He's interesting. We can talk to him, find out about his story. All right. Carl says, just keep in mind those purple lights. Sorry, George, we're in Florida. All the fucked up stuff happens in Florida. That's what you did say, George. You did warn us, George.
Exactly. And just for Sanele, there is a car link for sales, selling an Uno for 69,000 Rand if you want to buy one. And there are three of them on Auto Trader.
Awesome.
So there's three left in the market.
Wow. You can get an old green Uno, 1.4 2000 model for under 50,000.
Exactly.
Awesome.
And then the most expensive one is 70.
Yo, that's a fancy Uno, hey? Love it. All right.
So what is going on in the world of electric cars? This company by the name of Lightyear has tried to reinvent, and looks like they, to a certain degree, getting it right, reinvent the electric car by putting solar panels on the roof. Now, they claim that this car's driving range is 624 kilometers. It's called the Lightyear Zero. It has a 60 kilowatt hour battery that is charged, small battery, it's got a larger battery, but it's got a 60 kilowatt hour battery that is charged by a 1 kilowatt hour solar panel on the roof, and apparently can generate up to 10 kilometers of range per hour. So theoretically, if you drive at 10 kilometers per hour, which is very slow, in full sun, you'd be able to drive forever.
But that's horrible. 10 kilometers an hour is very slow. People can walk faster than that, right?
Exactly. So at 10 kilometers per hour, you can effectively drive this car forever, but who wants to drive at 10 kilometers an hour? And the Lightyear Zero, I mean, it's a real car. It's in a concept form at the moment. They're going to bring it to production. I don't believe, Gareth, that the solar car is possible right now because it is the roof hasn't got a big enough area in order to generate enough electricity in order to propel the car forward at faster than 10 kilometers an hour. So good on Lightyear Zero for doing it, but I'm not sure that it's, you know, the technology's there just yet.
It's not going to work, George. Tell them, just say it as it is. I know you don't beat around the bush. Stop nonsense. It's not going to work. Sorry.
Stop nonsense. Yeah. No.
Right. Stop nonsense. It's the theme for this week. Apparently, listen, lots of people are now trying to find Simpiwe, a husband. Hayes says it's a Tinder show this morning. MM says, come and visit the Netherlands, Simpiwe. We'll find you a boer over here. Simcard, this is the GCS, not Tinder. See? People are all over this morning. So if solar cars aren't possible, explain the Nissan Sundero. Forget about that.
That is so funny.
Yeah, I'll be laughing all morning. Carry on. What's next, George?
So the next thing is this parking garage in New York City. Now, it is a parking garage for the rich and famous. 80755 at Google. Every time I'm on the show, signs me out.
Oh, that's great.
But anyway, nonetheless. I don't know why. It happened to me last week, and now it's happened to me again.
So, George, this is a very attractive building for a parking lot.
Very attractive building for a parking lot. But what it is, it's like a vending machine. So it is not 19 acres. It is $300,000 per parking spot. It's a parking garage. It's got robotic parking spaces. So if you want to park your ICE vehicle, it's $300,000 for the parking spot. If you want to park a plug-in hybrid or a plug-in electric vehicle, R350,000 for a parking spot.
Wow.
And what this thing does is it gives you an RFID tag. You go to the bottom of the parking lot, you swipe your RFID tag, and the robotic arms brings your car down, parked, street-facing, so you can get in it and drive away.
George, there's no way that this is worth that kind of price tag.
Sure.
No, I mean, it's really for the the rich and famous. So they don't make any bones about who their target market is.
Right. So for the rest of us, this is just something to look at and laugh because we don't have money to burn.
Exactly. So, but you know, then again, New York City is very, very well known for the lack of parking. And, you know, you can buy a parking spot in New York City for a very high price. So, but I don't think it's $300,000.
Well, I'm impressed that someone's been able to persuade other people to actually buy something in that parking lot. I mean, to buy a space in the parking lot is just crazy. That kind of a price tag is ridiculous.
I'd love to see an Uno come out of there.
Oh, my God. All right.
It's personally. And that's it for the Friday.
Well, it is a great Friday. I hope everybody has a wonderful, wonderful day. We will catch up with you Monday morning, 6 a.m. bright and early. Mm-hmm. Be good. And Cabello says he can buy Unos for everyone here with that 350K. That's exactly right, Cabello. That is the last word. Happy Friday, everybody. Be good. Cheers. Bye-bye. CliffCentral.com.